The Attack Podcast. Yay. I am the one, the only, often imitated, never duplicated, Uncle Buck. To my right, I have the missing link between homo sapien and homosexual, Mr. Lawrence Lynn.
Took you forever to come up with that, didn't you?
It really did.
I know
I've
did.
Been waiting on that ever since
you've
we started doing this. Yeah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
Oh, God.
All right, to my front, I have Kyle. Kyle, what's going down?
I bring the noise, pendejo.
Mr. Pussy Holic over there.
That's what's up.
And to my front, we have munching on some Yoshinoya, which is making me hungry. Mr. Leloid the Wolf.
Leloid.
Yeah.
Yo, clap it up. Clap it up.
Yes, get clappy. All right.
Now, this is Lloyd's house.
Yes. On tonight's episode.
That's what you're supposed to say, dog. Whose house is this?
Lloyd's house.
There you go.
Damn straight. Turn this party out. My motherfucker. All right. On tonight's episode, we got Rachel Dolezal.
Dolezal.
Dolezal. Wasn't that the villain on Ghostbusters? Dozier or whatever?
Something. Yeah,
well,
something.
Rachel Dolezal, her ex-fiance we got on today. We got Pokemon porn. What the? Pokemon?
Yeah. I think Pikachu did something where he was peeking at you.
Whoa. That's weird.
And then Hitmonchan.
And then we got games from E3. We're all looking forward to great moments of blackness and the top or bottom eight.
Actually, we may not get to a great moment of blackness.
And today. much more.
But we got much more though.
Oh, we yes. do have much more.
We do.
Always.
So, how was your week this week?
Charlie, how was your week?
My week, I had a messed up week today.
Man, what happened?
I may have or may not have been instrumental in someone's death.
You fucking lying.
No, I'm not lying. Okay, you all know why I wasn't here at the podcast Friday, right?
It was your birthday.
Magic Mountain.
Yes. I went to Magic Mountain for my birthday and my family.
Oh, happy belated anniversary of coming out of your mom's vagina.
Thank you.
He's like 100 years old. You know.
Can I finish?
Go,
can I finish?
Can I finish, Kyle? Go ahead, Kyle.
I will punch you in the face, baby Huey. Oh, I almost knocked somebody out at Mendocino Farms the other day for
are
doing that shit.
Are you
like,
serious?
I almost threw my food at him.
For real?
Like, he was like, Kyle. I was like, you motherfucker.
This must have been something traumatic when you were younger.
No,
when
South
Park
it's just
came
built
out.
Up over the years. Like, at first, I didn't really give a shit.
Uh-huh.
But 17, 18 years later,
yeah.
it's fucking on my last nerve. Okay. Like, the first time I heard that joke was when I was 12.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
That is a fucked up name to have, considering South Park is out and you know assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Roaming the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why he's mad. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I won't do that again.
Thank you.
So I've seen the eyes go red. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I was at Magic Mountain, right?
Yes.
You know we're in line waiting for the revolution. And
what revolution?
The revolution. Prince?
Prince?
No.
Oh,
the roller coaster ride.
You got me excited
I know,
as
man.
Fuck, dude.
It's all about the jam, dog.
It's all about the new power generation anyway.
No,
yeah, you was going to take me back to the bat dance.
So I'm waiting online to revolution, and we're like, let's just go on another ride. Let's go on like ninjas over like cross street at full throttle. And because I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, and I thought out loud, I was like, geez, I just wish someone would just fucking die on this ride.
God, that's horrible.
And at that time, someone did.
Are you serious?
And Magic Mountain on Friday when I was there.
Oh, sorry.
Totally
wrong.
Totally inappropriate. A 10-year-old girl died right after riding the revolution.
How?
Nobody knows. They said it was maybe she had a heart attack. They're doing
autopsy. This sounds to me like it has nothing
to do with
yeah,
you.
It had everything. It happened.
So you're saying you put that out there in the world and the spirits heard it and then they took what you said and put that in the girl and she just died.
I'm not saying that. I'm not, but I am saying there's no such thing as coincidences.
Nigga, that's not true.
So somebody just happened to die
okay.
the moment I wished death upon someone.
So there may be no such thing as coincidences, but at the same time, things do happen that are unrelated to other things that you can connect to through so many degrees.
All I know is I caused this. I'm going to have to live with this.
You did. You know what? He did.
For about the next 10 minutes.
So Larry, how was your week, man?
Well, sir, thank you for asking. You're so kind.
I
did the same crap I do every day. Just go to work. Look at the world.
Your life sounds like...
Yeah, because you're not
recently
you're
it's
not
been,
chipper.
It's been really, really... Yeah.
There we go. Larry's weak music.
Yeah.
Yes. That actually gives me power when you do that.
That's why I do it. I want your week to be exciting, man.
Like he's charging Super Saiyan 2.
It's just been running around mode, you know, running errands, being a responsible adult, which I hate. Oh, feel it. Yes, do it one more time.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, and then, oh, my God, just the news, all the horrible shit. Just made me so depressed.
Dude, do what I do.
What do you do?
Stop watching the news.
I can't
That's
help
not
it.
A bad
I don't
way.
Watch the news. I read it.
Oh, man.
I read it. And it's terrible. Everything's so terrible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It will have you freaking in a ball, shivering in fear.
That's why I can't host this week. That's why.
I thought you couldn't host because Charlie wanted to host.
Yes, because it's Charles. Okay. He takes everything from me. Mm-hmm. His life. He tried to
you
take my life.
You call him a white man?
Yeah. Yes. Cracker. Anyway, no, it was okay week.
All right.
Just trying to get that money.
I get
that money
it.
Grind. Excellent. I have nothing interesting to say right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're gonna.
What about you, Kyle? I love you, Kyle.
I'm sure you do.
he looked you in your eyes when you said that.
I'm sure he did. I was looking down.
That's what you do with the homies, though. You gotta look. Charles.
So this week,
the homies over
was mostly just studying because I had a big ass test this morning and I got another one on Monday. So I was mostly just hitting the books and then my car gonna not start on me. Oh, something God. Electrical. Sorry. I don't know yet. Find out on Monday.
Is it a new car? Is it still under warranty?
It's an old ass car because you know I'm not gonna be able to upgrade until I pass all these tests and get a real job. So that's the plan there. Caught as many clips as I could from E3. It's almost like you don't even need to go anymore because it's all just on TV and on IGN.com and all that stuff.
True.
So whatever.
So true.
But wait, it's I'm thinking about going, but I realize it's way less sweaty not to go. You know?
You're correct. And plus the tickets are like $500, $600.
You know, I always got the hookup, man. I can always get some free tickets somewhere.
You are one of those sneaky snakes. this nigga is one of the most resourceful people I've ever seen in my life.
What did you just say?
What did I say?
You just said the N-word, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
He did. We're trying to get him off of that.
I have a solution to this. Like, I have a solution to everything in life. We need a swear jar.
I ain't paying
anything. Anyways,
aside
from that. Aside from that, yeah, man, I was watching the news, and it seems like every single week there's something
worse.
Like historically notable that happens bad to black people in America. Like, I'm sure shit happens every single day, but like at least once a week there's something like historically notably bad that goes to the court and gets the U.S. Attorney General
and the
president has to comment on it, and everybody sees it. But, like, this week's just took the cake, man.
It really
did. Not only is it just, it's really sad, but we got Fox News, of course, finding a way to put a spin on it to make it sound like it's not racially charged. But we got that shooting in South Carolina.
And our hearts go out to them.
Like, my hearts go out to them, and I'm sick of seeing the shooter's name. I don't think his name or photo should be anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it should be nameless guy who did this. And we should be, like, focused on the victims and their families.
You know the media is not going to do that, though.
No. Like the judge came out at the bond hearing and said that we have 9 victims, but we also have another victim, this man's family. And
judge got in trouble about 10 years ago for saying something racist in court.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Because the way he was saying that just sounded like...
Because he was saying, we have white people, we have Hispanic people, we have black people, and we have niggers. He said that in court.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, I mean, this just horrible. I can't even find the words to describe it.
I know, man.
I mean, this man came to a Bible study group at a church. They invited him in. They caught him on Snapchat sitting with them, getting ready to pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before he stood up. and started shooting them. And he said that he was shooting them because he wanted to kill black people.
Uh-huh.
You raped our woman.
Yeah.
You're taking over our country.
Yep.
And
yeah,
I
yes,
have to
are.
Do what I have to
I
do.
I have to agree with that. We are taking over the country.
I hope we are.
No, I
we
hope
need
we
to
are
stop
too.
People like this.
You know what I'm tired of? Pacifism.
You're a pacifist.
Now,
what the hell are you talking about?
Concerning this, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you're a staunch.
No. I don't believe violence should be the first answer to anything. You should always try to find a way to defuse a situation. Unfortunately, when you have people like this in the world, and they keep, I mean, it's a constant barrage. Every week is something different, dude. And it gets to the point where, like, even as a human being, you don't even have to be a black person. This shit just weighs down on you.
Yeah.
Like, this whole week, I felt like shit after seeing that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry, man.
But, you know, Lloyd.
That's not me talking. That's Charlie talking.
Yeah, but Lloyd.
just to clarify.
Just to clarify for listeners.
But Lloyd, how do you feel about the whole situation?
But first, the plugs.
Charlie, that's my job, first of all. You can take Larry's job, but you can't take mine. I'm not done yet, anyway.
Like
I want to put
here.
A spotlight out on this lady, Debbie Dills. She's the person who actually spotted him. She followed him for 35 miles.
I love it. Good.
Until she got the cops to come get him.
That's the white lady, right?
I'm not sure. I didn't check on her race or anything. I didn't really care. I just want to put a spotlight out for her because she was on the way to work, spotted this dude, and followed him for at least a half hour or more. And then I also want to put a spotlight on the victims. We have 9 victims. 3 of them were female.
Oh, God.
We have Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lance, Reverend DePayne Middleton, he was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Reverend Clementa C. Pinky.
Yeah,
Pinky.
He's an active senator. Yeah, wasn't he like the pastor?
Yeah, he's a pastor and he's an active U.S. He's an active senator. He's a
Are
state
you
senator.
Serious? I did, oh
yeah, he's a state official.
That
and
I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also Reverend Sharonda Singleton, Myra Thompson, Tawanza Sanders, and Reverend Daniel Simmons.
There was one victim. She didn't die, but I think a little bit of her died inside. She could be dealing with this for her whole life.
No, she's got to be traumatized.
It was a 5-year-old girl, and the only way that she escaped this is by pretending she was dead.
Good.
And
smart
she watched,
one probably.
She survived, but she had to sit there and watch like 9
That's
people
horrible,
just die.
Man.
Yeah.
And then there was one girl who survived
most of the people, a couple of people who survived it. Just
and then, but he was like, he pointed like the gun at her, and he was like, "I'm not gonna kill you because I need somebody to tell the story."
Yeah, it's all for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you gotta realize that this dude's name doesn't need to be anywhere.
Yeah.
His name, his face, they don't need to be anywhere. We don't need to remember him.
Freaking
we
news,
need to remember
Fox
what happened
news.
We need to remember why it happened.
Yeah,
but we don't need to remember him.
Where are you going, host?
I'm getting a beer.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Anyways, but first, the plugs.
The plugs.
Listen, most folks, we're on that Stroke Game and Charlie's trying to grow. Charlie's trying to get a beer. sorry, where was I? Oh yeah, we're on the Stroke Game, and Larry's trying to grow. So, what is going on with me?
It's
so, follow
okay
us on Twitter at
okay.
@attack_podcast. Like our Facebook page. Send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Visit our website, theattackpodcast.com. All one word. And leave us some comments or send us an email. We'll read them on air to thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, and any place on Google, pretty much. Where you can also leave comments and reviews. This week's episode is brought to you by #BecauseI'mBlack. All right, enough of that. Let's get to the show.
All right, what do we got here? We got Rachel Dolezal, or what? How do you say
Dolezal?
Dolezal, Negro.
Dolezal.
Dolezal.
Brother.
Dolezal.
We got Rachel, whatever her name is. We got her ex-fiance.
To be
in 2013, this is actually her ex-fiance. She was married prior to this man, but this one didn't go
through.
How many
times has she been married?
She's only been married once. The first husband actually, she claims, beat her ass, beat her child's ass, and then there was a long custody.
Was her first husband African American?
She's got, over the weeks, There's been a ton of stuff coming out. She got a sex tape. She got all this. Like,
really?
This has become a complete.
She's not that unattractive
like
of a woman.
Scandal.
It's been.
She's like a whole scandal ball wrapped in a black lady.
She just
skin.
Wants attention. It's gotten to the point
this
where she
not
just
attention.
Wants attention.
This is things she's done in the past that are coming to surface.
No.
Yeah,
this
but
woman,
they were done in the past for attention and they didn't work.
Well,
I think this were done privately. I don't think they were done for the
really?
World.
Really? You think she said that she was under attack because she got some hate mail mm-hmm. that was fake?
Everybody at
because,
the NAACP gets hate mail.
No,
what are you
no,
talking
no,
about?
No, no, no. She put the fake hate mail in her own P.O. box.
The reason she got found out that she was white in the first place is because she filed a fraudulent report.
No.
Which
not,
I just found out.
That's not the reason.
What's the reason, Charles?
Her parents snitched on her, homie.
They fought the parents. Mm-hmm. That's why. And then when the parents was like, oh,
the
she
parents
still...
Because
no,
they
no,
found
the
out that she was
no, no.
on
the parents
NAACP.
The parents didn't drop the dime.
Yeah.
They were asked.
Yeah.
No, they dropped it, homie.
They were asked.
I ain't gonna lie. She looked better
they
as
were
a black woman. I ain't gonna lie. She looked
they
way better
definitely
as a black
approached.
Woman. But in 2013...
Which is not that far away ago.
Yeah, Dolezal's former fiance Maurice Turner, he declared his eternal devotion for this woman.
Ooh,
like, but he did it in the form of a song.
A song.
A song. A glorious song. And I would like. I'm just gonna play a little of it, and I'd like to get you guys' opinion. What's your opinion on it? It's beautiful, by the way.
Okay.
For the rest of my life,
Rachel.
I wanna touch you for the rest of my life.
I love you.
I wanna hold you for the rest of my life.
Oh, that bass.
I never thought it could be more than a magical fantasy. The goddess of love falling head over heels for me. Coming here to set me free. There is no doubt that you're my destiny.
Nice butt.
Display is out the game. I'm so happy. It's a ridiculous shame. You brought me love. You brought me peace. You brought me
that
joy.
That bass line is hard, homie. Knocking.
Wherever he or she will be, it will be a blessing to our wonderful family. The stars are aligning, shining on us. The
okay,
angels
that didn't
rhyme. Are smiling at.
That was hard.
Yes.
Homie.
Oh my!
She dumped that guy.
She dumped him.
Oh wow! I felt so bad because that was a nice song.
I
felt his love.
She got like
for her.
Mad pictures of just cleavage and her
lips.
Well,
she
it was
got selfies.
It was
of
selfies wow. that she sent him.
But this is professional.
You
love.
Know, selfies is like a psychological disorder right now. Mm-hmm. So
really,
like,
selfies is now
yeah,
a psychological they, disorder.
They consider it
it's
part of yeah, it's narcissism.
Larry,
thank you. What are you saying?
I'm saying that you're. All okay. this group right here, you're the selfie king.
That's probably true, actually.
Selfie
is
true.
All
the
time. That's probably true. That's probably true. Not all the time. Over the
I don't
over
really selfie at all.
You have a couple.
Nah, not selfies.
You have a couple of selfies.
Where?
I found them. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure you did, Larry. I'm sure you did.
But I can see why she left him. Because this is the worst song I've ever heard in my
what?
Life.
You didn't feel that man's passion for that woman.
I felt the passion to throw up.
I don't know how he didn't know she's a white woman.
I don't
think he cared. What I've been finding out about this chick is that everybody who's been interviewed on TV, all the African Americans, they're like, say, oh, she identifies herself as African American, she identifies herself as black. We're like, yeah, we don't care. We got bigger fish to fry.
No,
don't care
they
about
don't. That. But she doesn't identify herself as African American. She identifies herself as black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like she consistently denied it. Like I said,
no,
at
no,
first,
no. She is on that same level as a transgender at this point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she
yeah.
identifies as being a black person.
No,
in
that's
America.
What I'm saying. She actually, I think personally, she really believes that she is a black woman.
I mean, that's personally.
And
fine.
You know what? At
I
this
have
point,
no, I have no.
At this point, I'm kind of just sick of talking about her.
Yeah. But I just wanted you guys to hear it because it's great.
Was simping, homie.
And she looked, yeah, he was simping hard. That's something you would do, though.
Me?
Yeah, you would do that.
I would not do that.
You would do something
I
like
sure
that.
Wouldn't. I would do the anti of that. I would put a song about how bad I hate her.
How bad you hate her?
Yes.
I'm on to the point where it's like, you know what? I care about her as much as I care about Bruce Jenner. Like, let them live their lives. I don't
yeah.
really, you know. But none of my, it's not my problem, not my concern. She wants to be black, let her be black.
And you said she has a porno?
Yeah, she said her first husband. she went on the news and said that her and her first husband made a porno.
Uh-huh. No, I don't see you on that, Charlie. I don't see you on that.
She said, but then she said after, oh, he forced me to do it.
So he raped her?
That's what she's saying.
That's, man, yeah.
But
get
why
her
would
off,
you tell? Why
get
would you
her
tell,
off the air.
Yeah, why would you say
like,
you got to have
if
sex
she's not. Tape? Anyway, let's
yeah.
move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, I hope it's better than this. I hope this Pokemon porn.
No,
because
like all she's doing is setting people back.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she's doing.
It's become a caricature. It's like she's a mascot.
Can you say caricature again, please?
Caricature. What's wrong? That's right. How you say it.
Okay, Larry.
She's a caricature.
Oh, you even worse.
Caricature.
Oh,
caricature.
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 Oh,
caricature.
Wow. Anyways, on the air, Pikachu.
Yes.
You're the host. You do it.
Well, it's your story.
Yeah, I just did the segue, homie.
Do it again.
Rachel Dolezal.
Larry,
okay,
it's
yeah,
your
yeah.
story, man. Get
I,
to
hold
it.
On, hold on. Let me see
I
him do the segue.
Rachel Dolezal's porn is just as good as the Pokemon porn.
You don't have to move your head like that.
Yes, I do. Because I'm black. You ever see a black woman get angry at you? She just wave her head like that.
You're
you
racist.
Know, I'm not going to say
it. Yeah, don't say that. According to AVClub.com, the Pokemon porn parody features a character named Dikachu.
I'm sure that doesn't say Dika.
No, it's Dikachu. I played the trailer.
Dikachu.
No, no. They said Dika.
Dick at you.
Dick at you, yes. Anyway.
Is that Misty?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
That's disgusting.
The best Misty ever.
They got a dude in there that, what was their other companion?
Ash.
Not Ash.
Brock.
Brock. They got a Brock.
I hate that I know this.
Everybody like Pokemon was good that first season.
Yeah, but the problem is I know this because I watched the Pokemon movie this morning.
Oh, you did?
I watched the Arceus, the new one where he's like the god of space, time, and everything.
Are you
and he
serious?
Comes back for his jewel of life and he didn't get it, so he started attacking. It was terrible. I watched it because I was trying to fall asleep and it worked.
But what do you give it? Is this the best in the series or?
I would give this movie a 1.5.
1.5.
Yes.
What would you prefer? What would you recommend as the best Pokemon movie?
I haven't seen that many.
It's gotta be the first one though.
What
because
the first one
it was Pokemon the movie.
Which one was the one with Mewtwo in it?
That was the
That's
first
the one,
one
I'd yeah. give the best rating.
I heard that one.
Even though I haven't seen it.
And it was the highest grossing.
Oh wait, I
at
did
the time.
See that one.
Yeah, it was
that was
highest,
so long ago though.
It was the highest grossing Japanese anime. In America.
Because Mew was in it.
For like the longest time.
Yeah.
It made over $100 million.
I got a damn. Pokemon card because I went to see that.
Uh-huh.
I used to buy my sister tons of Pokemon. Remember, we used to go to a convention. I'd buy hundreds of dollars worth of Pokemon items.
Yeah.
And what did she do with them? She
bend
got,
them, break them, and...
Nah, she just gave
throw them
away.
Away.
Gave yeah, them
gave
away.
Them away.
Oh, that's sweet of her.
Ugh, that's my money. Anyway... Woodrocket.com is a
what?
This is a company that makes porn parodies.
Mm-hmm. Professionally?
Professionally.
Did they make Not the Cosbys?
No, they didn't do that. But there's some of the people who are behind that. They went over to Woodrocket.
Oh.
And they made a Guardians of the Galaxy porn parody.
Are you seriously?
Yeah. And the name of this Pokemon theme porn parody is called Strokemon.
Pokemon. Gotta fap them all, huh?
Gotta yep. fap them all. So if you want to see this porn parody, everyone, go to woodrocket.com. I'm downloading this.
Oh,
I
wow.
really, I gotta
we
see
have
this.
To do a review.
Larry,
we
gotta
do
it. I got a question for you,
yes, sir.
Man. Because it's like every week you got something, it's something from the world of porn for us.
Well, he is a pervert.
Hold on.
And I want to know. I want to know what drives you to find these stories.
He's a pervert. I just
hold
told
on,
you
hold on,
that.
Hold on.
This fool been
hold
perverted his whole goddamn life.
That's true.
I believe that.
That's true. But one of the first episodes we did, you introduced me to Mia Khalifa and actually played a segment of her porn.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but that's
that.
Actual porn.
This is actual porn.
This is actual. This is
nah. Better. This is Pokemon porn.
Dude,
I don't see anything wrong.
I mean, there is no difference.
Okay. I do want to thank you for introducing me to Mia
see,
Khalifa.
See, you've been watching Mia Khalifa ever since I showed
I
her to
do.
You.
Dude, she is my favorite porn star now.
I've moved on.
You moved on. Who are you moved on to?
I'm not telling you.
Black China.
Who is Black China?
No, I moved on from her too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Black China is like 2012, man.
Bro.
Go ahead, host.
All right, we got this new Neil Gaiman.
What?
Neil Gaiman, American Neil Gaiman. Is that something
Gaiman?
Yeah, Neil Gaiman. He is a famous comic book writer. He wrote Sandman. He also wrote a couple of other ones. He's Doctor Who episodes. But he's has a new TV series that's been greenlit by Starz called American Gods.
American Gods. Well, if you haven't read American Gods, it is one of the best novels you'll ever read. He's moved from comics on to doing novels. He had a couple actually that are bestsellers. Mm. But this was like the one that set him over. This came out in 2001. I've read this book a million times. It's basically about a guy named Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
He's just getting out the pen, and they never say what race he is, but they always like, oh, he might be black. Got to keep that in mind because this will play a big part in the story.
Really?
Yeah. We'll see. But so Shadow gets out of jail. His wife dies. So he gets out a little bit earlier for good behavior. And on his way to the funeral, he meets a man named Wednesday, a little fat, stout man, very nicely dressed, sitting in first class. And he becomes his bodyguard. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's he's a con man. So he goes across the nation just ripping people off. So, but the story, the way it pans out, is something that will catch you totally off guard. I'm not going to say because I want you guys to see it. Brian Fuller,
mm-hmm.
the man who made the Hannibal TV show, which is amazing.
Beautiful. Yes.
He will be the series head on this.
Oh, really? Is he the executive producer?
He's going to be the executive producer and the showrunner mm-hmm. and one of the writers.
Mm.
So this was supposed to go to HBO, but it's going to Starz now. If you haven't read the book, please read it.
It probably doesn't have enough sex in it to be an HBO show.
Actually, it actually does have some decent sex in it, but it's not an action packed book or anything. It's basically Shadow's how he deals with all this crazy. Because it goes, I'm not gonna lie, it goes into a supernatural thing. As the book goes on, so I'm very anxious to see this.
And it's a series of books.
It's one book. There was a semi sequel called Anansi Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Anansi is a spider god in Africa. Actually, responsible for a lot of the folk tales you hear, like Brer Rabbit and the Tar Baby, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So they did a he did a book on that. Neil Gaiman is a great writer.
Yes, he is. I remember watching one of these movies he did. It was called Mirror Mask.
Oh, he did write that.
Yes.
Was it good? I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It was, I think it was done by a very young Guillermo del Toro, believe it or not. Yeah, and it was like a very weird kind of surrealistic movie
mm-hmm.
about this girl who goes into another dimension. But yeah, Neil Gaiman is definitely one of my favorite writers.
He's a great writer.
And he's not a gay man.
He's not a gay man.
No, he's straight.
If he is, we wouldn't care. Charles might care, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. But before we get to our main story, I have some late breaking news.
Okay.
Can I have some late breaking news, please? A music? Thank you. Late breaking news from the Attack Podcast. Thank you for that one, Kyle. Okay. What kind of phone you got there?
I have a Galaxy S5.
S5. Well, you may need to get that one checked out real quick, homie. Samsung says, according to the LA Times, Samsung says it's fixing a software glitch in the phone that could make your phone vulnerable to hackers.
Oh, my God. You know, do you realize that everything I own is Samsung Galaxy related?
Uh-oh.
I have a tab.
I'm looking at the tablet right now, and it is a Samsung
the watch.
Galaxy. Oh, well, it's from one of the Swift Key.
Oh.
It's one of the software that's built into your phone, and you can't uninstall it.
Oh God!
Yeah, it says makes
you telling me my porn is subject to be hacked and taken from me.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Damn it.
Yes, it is. But Samsung says that it is will soon roll out a security patch for that phone immediately. So just keep hitting the repeat on the update.
Like, okay.
Check it every day because you might get the fix.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes. And speaking of your porn collection,
yes.
I don't think your porn collection is safe anymore.
Why?
Because Google says it is shutting the door on revenge porn.
Why would I have revenge porn? Why do you assume that I have revenge porn? I don't have nothing to venge revenge.
Why wouldn't you have revenge porn?
Because I don't need it.
Okay, you know what revenge porn is.
I know
right?
exactly.
You
got,
do you know what revenge porn is?
Yes.
For people out there who don't know what revenge porn is, revenge porn is when you are with a beautiful lady and yes. you have a video camera and you accidentally sex her up in front of the video camera.
That's not true.
When she dumps you, you post said sex video on the internets for the world to see.
It does not have to be a hidden camera or anything.
You can consent.
You both can be consensual, but just to throw it out there on the internet, I believe, is one of the dirtiest and most disrespectful. I don't care how dirty the girl is, how evil she is. I don't believe you should do something like that. I think that diminishes
it's
your
It's
character.
Really about time that they're shutting the door on revenge porn. I mean, they that should be a legal offense. Like, you should be able
people
to
prosecute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, they said though, on sexually explicit images shared without the subject's consent will no longer be subject to Google search results.
Good.
I'm fine with that.
I'm happy with
that. I don't want to accidentally get that.
Dude, why wouldn't you?
Because it's non-consensual.
It's not right.
I don't want to accidentally get some chick who doesn't want to be on the internet on my screen. I don't want to accidentally get some kid on my screen.
Thank you.
I don't want to accidentally get anything that I don't want to see on my screen.
Well, they said the there was a commenter on Google's blog that says, as a revenge porn victim, this news is life-changing. She was a revenge porn victim.
I heard.
She said this change is going to help countless victims and will save lives.
Uh-huh. I don't think it will save
it
lives.
How will it save lives? Because people commit suicide over shit like this.
You know what? He is right about that. That self-esteem-wise.
Like, if somebody's already depressed,
then
somebody puts a sex tape of them on the internet,
but
that's not going to do them any favors.
But unless you're like running for president, this shouldn't affect you at all.
It does affect people.
It shouldn't affect your life.
But you're a dude, though. Like, okay.
Like, Charlie, if I said your tits are sagging today, would that affect you at all?
No.
Exactly. You're not a woman.
Yeah. They do go through a lot more than we do emotionally.
Like, women aren't dudes. If you were a 13-year-old white kid and you wrote, like, sex god on your inner thigh and took a selfie and sent it to a girl you were flirting with, and then the next day you went to school and all of a sudden everybody had that photo of you, you're not going to feel too good about yourself. That's a plot from a movie, but still.
Catfish?
No.
No, not catfish. But no, the thing is, okay, dudes will send dick pics all day. They don't care if it gets on the internet.
That's not true. Some dudes do.
Dudes do, but not as much as women.
And to be fair, if you don't want yourself out on the internet like that, then you shouldn't be out on the internet like that, period.
But like I said, unless you're like a career politician,
it doesn't matter, Charlie.
It doesn't affect you at all.
If you know people in your life, if you're going for a job, that stuff could pop up.
Yeah. But the whole point is, if it's not consensual, then it shouldn't be there.
Yeah,
and for that person
really
to post that online, they're a dick.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty much right.
They're very
what?
It's pretty much right.
On equivalent, I believe.
What? Like, you're not gonna get the physical damage, but the emotional damage is there.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like, the emotional damage.
But you were just saying it was okay though.
Yeah, no, but I remember I was emotionally damaged by seeing some of your revenge porn.
Wait, yes. Y'all did some porn together?
Never. Never ever.
Okay, on to our main story.
Yay.
E3 happened this week.
Did?
Yes, it did. That happened last weekend?
No, it happened this week.
This week?
It's actually not even quite finished.
Really? They're still having E3 parties going on?
It'll be done by Monday.
Mm-hmm. So, we have.
So, we know Charlie knows a lot about E3 already.
I know I ain't there. That's why I was a lonely little lad in Sacramento, California.
What did you just say?
I was a lonely little lad in Sacramento, California. And
nobody cares about Sacramento.
Hold up. You ain't been to Sacramento since like the 90s?
Would you let me finish?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you. For I was rudely interrupted. Well, I was a lonely little lad in Sacramento. And I said, I think I shall perhaps go to Los Angeles.
Yes.
Because E3 is in town, and I think I shall go there to settle, because during that time, they moved E3 to, like, Atlanta.
What?
Yeah.
Are you talking about South by Southwest?
No, I'm talking about E3, the Electronic
E3 has always been in L.A.
No. I could have sworn it was always
for, been. Like, it's always been in L.A.
For a couple of years, they couldn't get the rights for the L.A. Convention Center. And L.A. Convention Center was rebuilding during that time because they were building, like, Staples Center.
What? It hasn't. No, E3 started after Staples Center was built.
Did you say it was?
It was, I think, Atlanta. Electronic Expo. Just Google Electronic Expo E3, not in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're actually right.
Yeah.
Georgia Dome.
Mm-hmm. So.
But we are not that old.
Go ahead.
Well, I am. But if I said, it is in Los Angeles, and I shall go to Los Angeles, and I shall go to the Mecca that is E3.
Yeah.
And I went and I bought my best suit, and I put on my tiniest shoes. And I went in front of E3, and I said, excuse me, sir, would you let me in? And said, are you a member of the press? I'm like, no. And like, go fuck yourself, kid. Get the hell out of here.
Well, you know, Charlie, that never stopped me. I got in three consecutive years.
What?
Only one of them with a ticket.
You do look white, though.
Seriously?
I brought Lloyd with me one time.
What?
Oh, my God. You brought the Lloyd? That's how you got in.
Oh, my God.
Through the grace of Lloyd.
Yes.
Actually, it was the other way around.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yes.
But did you have a blog and say you were a blogger? Or
one year I did
press?
That.
Really?
One year I worked for an anime store that got me in.
You sure?
And the third year it was just me and Lloyd tag teaming on the way in.
Oh, wow.
Tag teaming the girls up in there? What are you
Everything.
Doing? Oh, my God. You
pastor.
Masters of E3.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Yes, we have been Lloyd approved right
yes.
here.
Yes.
Only on this podcast exclusive.
So this year I've been watching all the news and highlights and everything. There's a few games I'm excited about. Some stood out more than others.
Mm-hmm.
One game that stood out to me was Hitman. Mm. Agent 47 is back.
I love the Hitman series.
You can't really hate on Hitman. The cool Charlie?
They've been producing the same game for okay.
There we go. After I got to sit through all that talk about porn for like a fucking hour and a half. Jesus Christ, dude. So first off, with Hitman, the cool thing about it is they're allowing for player-created missions, which is going to be pretty cool. They're also making sure it's nice, polished, and finished before they release it.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah, but they're also going to be adding to it after it comes out. So basically free DLC with Hitman.
Free DLC.
Yeah,
which
is going to be cool. So it's like you don't have to buy a season pass. You just get the whole game and everything that comes out after it.
Batman.
The first AAA game to really do that. I also saw Gears 4.
Mm-hmm.
So Gears 4, it kind of like says fuck judgment because that let us all down.
That was garbage.
And it moves on to some new characters, JD and Kate. And you come up to them. They're on this planet. You don't really know if it's Sarah or not. It's got two moons, and they're kind of hunting this animal. It's like a weird wolf locust thing. I don't know if it's locust or not, but it was pretty cool looking.
So it's basically the plot to Halo and Starship Troopers.
No, not at all. Not even close.
Really?
Basically, they're tracking it, and they follow it to a castle, and it kind of disappears on them, and then out comes this like windstorm that's got like pulsing lightning and stuff, and like starts breaking rocks and shit and collapses a rock bridge and they run through and then there's like these goop pods that squirt glowing stuff on them. I don't know. It looked really good. They come out, these things surround them and start attacking them like a pack of wolves and they got to fight for their lives. It looked pretty cool though.
Real quick on that. I wonder how they're going to do now that Cliffy B is in a part of that because he was instrumental in creating that whole world in the first place. The reason Judgment didn't do so good, Cliffy B wasn't even involved in it.
Well, this is a kind of, it seems like they changed up the whole story because there's no Locust. There's no, what were those shadow things? I forget what they're called.
I know what you're talking about.
They are wearing COD armor, even though the events of Gears 3 happened. I'm not going to get too into them.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil nothing.
Yeah.
But they are wearing COD armor. There's a team of them, two people, and that's all we really know. Nice. So it left me with a handful of questions and a fistful of anticipation. So
yeah, I'm not really a big
I don't
fan
care, Charlie.
Of
Anyways,
what about
the next
Gears,
game that caught my eye. Charlie, shut up. The next game that caught my eye was Smash Bros. This is actually the first game I've ever really kind of thought about wanting to buy some DLC. Because it seems like it, for once in my life, it's been some quality DLC. They're actually releasing some characters. They're dropping Roy and Lucas. I know Lloyd's
happy
about
Lloyd
that.
Lloyd is
Lucas.
Happy about that.
And those guys, Those guys are going to be about $4 each on a single system, $5 on both systems, 3DS and Wii U. And they're also dropping Ryu from Street Fighter. And he comes with his own stage, Suzaku Castle from Street Fighter 2.
God.
And he's going to have like all kinds of moves and specials. So he's going to be basically OP.
Like he is in
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, he's going to be OP. But he's going to cost like, I think, $6 on one of them. And they're also dropping a Mega Man EXE costume for your Mii, a Zero costume, and a Hayachi costume for your Mii, along with some Virtua Fighter characters a couple Splatoon characters. So it looks pretty cool.
Put a cure.
And then to put the icing on the cake, they're releasing the new tournament mode for online play where you can like do elimination and stock and all kinds of stuff like that.
I can't wait to play it. Is there a bulk DLC? Like,
nah, you can't buy them all together. You got to buy them all separate, which is disappointing.
That yeah, that's...
So you're going to wind up spending like $30 on it all.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I'm just going to grab the characters. The tournament mode is free, though, and so is the Miiverse stage, which is like a pretty cool thing where people can like throw up their quotes and they can cheer for a character or whatever.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool. And then the last game I want to point my light at is Metal Gear Solid 5. I'm about as sick as this as Hideo Kojima is.
Yeah.
But I can't help but be a little bit curious about what's going to happen. Because apparently we're coming full circle. And this story is about when Snake has finally come to become Big Boss. And he's starting to run the show and he's getting his army together. And we meet Psycho Mantis and all the other players that are in Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
And he's pulling them all together and starting his world faction. He's got the plans for the Metal Gear Rex. And then the trailer ends, and we pan off with a little baby Solid and Liquid.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cool. I'm a little excited about it. And I'm also sick of it. But at the same time, I want to play it or watch it or whatever you do with Metal Gear.
Yeah.
No, it's after Metal Gear Solid 3.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. It's the Snake Rise Eater. Of Big Boss. It's right. It's
yeah,
like
I mean, yeah. This is after Snake
Eater. The way
it really goes is Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2,
mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid,
mm-hmm.
Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 4, and then. But before that, the prequel to that is going to be Snake Eater, which is Metal Gear Solid 3.
That was a good
one. And then Metal Gear Solid 5, this and Ground Zeroes, which is actually like a two-game thing.
Oh.
So Ground Zeroes was just a piece of this game.
It was like a teaser they made you pay for. The Metal Gear series for me has been so freaking convoluted. Like,
oh, it's super convoluted.
That's what turned me off.
And after every single game, Hideo Kojima says, "I'm never making another Metal Gear Solid."
But he makes another.
And then he goes and makes another Metal Gear Solid.
That's because they start making it without him, and then he looks at it and like, "This sucks." Okay, no, you don't do this.
But the thing is, like, he hates his main character. Which is what makes the game
because
that much
with like
more
part two, they created the game completely without him with the Raiden character and everything.
No, he was in that.
He made Raiden.
He got sick. No, he got sick.
That was
of
that
Snake.
Revengeance. That was made without him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the game is just full of like otaku goofiness and all this fun stealthy action. I don't know. I can't help but have a soft spot in my heart to want to play it.
I do. Metal Gear on PlayStation and Snake Eater. Snake Eater was actually my favorite. It wasn't that convoluted. Story moved along pretty nice. It was still over the top and goofy.
Oh, it's always.
But
yeah,
for the most part, I did enjoy it.
It is enjoyable.
Charles?
Yeah. Oh, the game I'm most interested about on E3.
Yeah.
It was the sequel to Shadow of Colossus.
Oh, it was spiritual.
Yeah.
It's more of a spiritual successor than
just
a sequel.
The same way Shadow Colossus is a sequel to Ico.
Guardian.
Yeah, The Last Guardian. Oh, my God.
It's beautiful.
I've been waiting for this game for, like, the past 10 years?
What was it announced in 07?
Yeah,
it was announced in 07.
It went in, like, development hell, I thought. Like, but
it was supposed to come out on PlayStation 2. That's how long it's been in development. No.
I thought it was 3.
No, it's supposed to come out on PlayStation 2. It's supposed to come out
after
Shadow of Colossus.
No. Shadow of Colossus was 3.
No, I got it on PlayStation 2.
Shadow of Colossus was 2. Yeah. Came out on PlayStation 2.
Yes.
Did it?
Yeah,
yes, it did.
Oh, well, this was definitely 3, though.
Yeah. This was supposed to come out on 3, but it's coming out on 4.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and it looks to be, you know, like a spiritual successor to Aiko. I mean, you have a partner, and you have to drag that partner along, except this partner's a 20-foot tall griffin-type cat flying.
That looks like a dog.
Yeah, it's a griffin-type cat slash dog slash bird thingy.
It's like a weird animal.
It's a chimera, basically, what it is. And it gets pretty much like when I was watching a trailer, they had arrows sticking out of the thing. So I'm like, there's bad guys in there. They're trying to kill it. And you're with the actual creature trying to guard that creature, which is the last guardian, safely through a giant maze-like city.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer. It looks beautiful. Like, it looks pretty. But
it has always looked, even when it was running on PlayStation 2 software, it always looked pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
I swear to God, this was slated for 3, not 2.
Nah, when it came out, like a year after Shadow Colossus came out, is when the trailer officially dropped. And it said, this is like a special trailer. It's not a game. It's not coming out.
So it was in development during that time.
Yeah.
And it was probably purposed for 2.
Yeah.
But.
Pretty sure it was for 3.
Yeah, I think it was 3 too. But we're going to go with whatever you say. Cause this
No.
You don't want
I'm
to?
I'm pretty sure it was 3.
I think it was 3.
Yeah. I'll agree if I'm not sure, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not sure about something, I'll be like, you're
all
right.
All I know is
I'm pretty sure.
Shadow of the Colossus almost had me fucking crying. Just that game was amazing with no dialogue. But they know how to move a story along.
I'm still stuck on the last boss of Shadow of
Colossus.
You're
horrible.
That last boss, I don't even know how to get to him. He keeps shooting laser beams at
me. You still haven't beaten Silent Hill 2, and that came out in 2001.
That scares me.
That's kind of sad.
That's horrible.
I can't.
Is this the only game you're looking forward to?
No. There's actually it's another one. I liked the concept of it, but when I looked at it, it made me nauseated.
What?
Mirror's Edge 2.
What you play?
It's supposed
to
be the open world one, right?
Yeah, and which is what I've been waiting for. It's not on Rails anymore, and I'm looking at it. It's still stuck in that first person view.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah,
just give me a dude. I've seen the trailer and the amount of stuff they had you doing. They had you dump them from building to building.
You want to see it third
edge,
person?
So you want third person?
Yes, because the first person view of it.
But that was cool.
I almost want to puke.
But that was, but that's Mirror Edge's like niche.
No. It's her. This is a prequel.
Yeah.
No. I know. I'm saying that the whole point of the
niche.
Game that
I thought you said niece.
No.
I was like, what?
No.
Why does she have a sister and a daughter?
It's niche.
Actually, it's not. But anyway, that's the whole point of this game, that it's in first person and you're doing parkour.
And yeah. I love the parkour aspect. It's a beautiful game. I love the protagonist.
You know what, Charlie? Just go get Assassin's Creed. You'll be all right.
Thank you.
There's a new one coming out next week.
That's another game I want to see. The new Assassin's Creed. Oh, my. It's okay. It's Assassin's Creed / GTA 3 San Andreas.
It's in medieval London, right? That's the one in medieval London?
Yeah, and you got a gang with you.
Look.
He always has like a gang of people around him. That doesn't mean it's a gang with you.
The Brotherhood of Assassins.
Yeah, you recruit. You're a leader of the Brotherhood of Assassins.
This is
pretty
the same. You were in Ezio was the 4 game he had. Assassin's Creed is.
You know what?
New.
I'm waiting for Assassin's Creed. Like I'm waiting for Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
I mean 4. I mean this 5. One, I mean
okay.
I don't give
that's
a fuck.
Another thing I want to talk about the Black Ops. Oh my God! Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it.
Yeah,
crap.
I saw it.
It looks so beautiful.
You can't not see that. That's like not seeing Destiny. You can't not see that either.
Let me tell you something.
Fuck all those games.
Call of Duty is garbage. I keep buying the game.
Yes, he keeps buying.
I haven't bought Call of Duty since Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, that was the last game I ever
bought.
Congratulations.
I got Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3. Every once in a while, I dust them off and play
like,
them from the beginning.
After Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was the exact same game as Modern Warfare 1 with zombies.
It was actually worse. Yeah.
I never bought another one again. I played Black Ops, and I was like, I'm never buying another Call of Duty.
That's
it. I'm done.
That wasn't
zombies. That were diseased individuals. Thank you very much.
Charlie,
anyway,
it doesn't matter what they were.
You did a good job, Kyle.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I started a clan that had almost 100 members.
Bam.
And then, yes,
Fam One.
And I had pretty much pretty much put myself in a position where I have to buy this game all the time.
Yeah,
that's having
the
me
DLC
scream and curse.
They were one of the premier fan.
I didn't buy them.
It's Call of Duty's fault that DLC is what it is today.
You are so correct.
Mat packs, gun packs, power ups.
Call of Duty Elite. Hold up. You buy the, okay, for Modern Warfare 3, mm-hmm. they came out with Call of Duty Elite.
Yes.
So you had to buy the map packs, which also came with Call of Duty Elite. But their
Call of Duty is the Clash of Clans of the system.
Exactly. It started all this crap. But Call of Duty Elite cost $60.
Uh-huh.
$60.
Don't forget the season pass.
It's a normal game.
Plus the season pass. So
okay, that's $20.
I'm going to tell you what Elite
pass
was.
Don't forget the other DLCs that aren't included in the season pass.
Exactly.
That's $80.
Elite. Was just all it did was keep
don't
track
the collector's
of everything.
Edition.
It just kept track of all your stats,
yeah.
your team stats,
mm-hmm.
and versus other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to pay $60 for that. And of course,
it
failed miserably because. But mind you, millions of people bought this.
Yeah,
Call
of Duty,
too many
people
bought
it for our own good.
Too
many people bought it for our own good. It was bad.
It was glitchy. It lost your stats after a while.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't cross over into Black Ops or any of the other games. So it was only for Modern Warfare 3 for that year.
Wait a minute. Halo Waypoint.
For free.
Yeah, it keeps track of
for
everything,
free.
Every game.
For free.
For free.
For free.
And Modern Warfare didn't do that?
No.
No?
No, this is Activision. Activision and EA are plagues on video gaming. They ruined the industry,
now,
in my
EA, after getting voted the most evil company of the year, 2013, they've been trying to turn over a new leaf.
Yeah, they premiered a new game at E3, their new Need for Speed, which is a reboot.
Dude, they premiered a more important game than that at
what?
E3. Battlefront. Star Wars Battlefront.
That actually looks good. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but that looks very good.
Is this a remake of the original Battlefront?
No.
This
is a new game.
The second Battlefront. And the first Battlefront was basically a versus PvP game.
This one's actually pretty cool because you can be like the soldiers in the middle of the battle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's the name of the game? 23rd. I can't think of the name of the game. But it's basically an open world type.
It's multiplayer, isn't it?
Multiplayer,
it's a shooter,
PvP.
But
shooter.
The first one was a multiplayer.
But this one, you can pilot the X-Wings. You can take out the AT-AT walkers.
Oh, so it's basically.
You can do pretty much everything in the game.
It's basically Battlefield.
Cool. So that's the word I'm looking
for.
Battlefield
engine.
Yeah, it's Battlefield, but with Star Wars.
It looks great, though.
And, way upgraded.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
You got the jetpacks in this one.
They got the
and like you're just any old random ass soldier who can get shot up.
Yeah,
you're not like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, the first one
throughout
you're
the
Luke
game.
Skywalker, you Darth Vader,
you
Boba Fett.
I mean, I think there's a level where you can be them or something like that, the single player where you can be them. But in the multiplayer, you're just whatever the Joe soldier, and like there's clone troopers coming at you.
Mm.
It's pretty cool.
Are you gonna purchase it? Or are you thinking about it or just gonna wait and see?
I might put it on my PC.
A lot of people have been jumping to PC.
I've been thinking about doing it.
You have a PC rig that can run.
I know I do, but I got every other system ever made.
Like, so Xbox announced they're going to have backwards compatibility, but it's only going to be like some hundred games.
Right now,
PS4 announced they are not going to have backwards compatibility. I announced, fuck y'all, I'm going PC.
Because you can go all the way back to the beginning again.
I can do whatever the fuck I want on PC.
Let's play Doom.
For
I
real.
Love that game.
Doom is coming out, actually.
The new Doom.
The list.
Doom is on its way.
Yeah.
The list is some of the... This is the list. Now, you got Mass Effect I'm cool with. That's fine. Borderlands. Perfect Dark Zero is a classic. That's an N64 game. But
that's an Xbox game.
Yeah, that was
Perfect Dark was a 64 game. Perfect Dark Zero was Xbox.
Oh, this is a sequel?
Yeah.
I thought this was a remake.
No, that's a sequel.
Okay, so these are the games.
It's only a handful of games.
And it's all bullshit games.
Yeah. No, it's not. No. Because BFD's on there. Perfect Dark was one of
the first Perfect Dark.
Good game. They've got the original Mass Effect. They've got Banjo-Tooie or whatever. Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Which was...
They've got a lot of actually games that I would like to play on that list.
These are casual games,
they said
No. They've got a lot of good games in there.
There's no Call of Duties. There's no...
Don't nobody care about your goddamn Call of Bullshit Duty.
Call of Duty, and another thing, Call of Duty has the worst online, not only service, but the players.
I'm so tired of Call of Duty.
Oh my God.
Activision, do something new.
The players are so damn. I remember I was playing Call of Duty online.
They're racist
as hell.
They're
evil. I had one dude just say nigger for 30 minutes straight.
Man, like, that's all he they said. They swat people on there. I had
so,
to get
so Larry, what games were you excited about?
Sir, you know which one I'm excited about. Fallout 4, I've been waiting years for this. Like, it was, just the weight has been lifted off my shoulder. And what they've done.
Yeah, Kyle, do we have a cricket
sound effect? Oh, yes. Oh, no,
I know.
Oh, no. I'm about to get into that.
Do we have a cricket
sound
effect?
What are you talking about?
What?
Fallout 4.
What about it?
Okay, this is probably the I'm most excited I've been about a Fallout.
You never liked the other Fallout.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
You get because you don't play before the fall.
That's stupid. It's called Fallout.
This is one where you play before the fall.
You play
he's right. You play before it happens.
Yeah. He is right.
Yes.
But it's like a 20-minute thing, and then you go.
You get to see the world before it happens, which is pretty cool.
No bullshit. I've been waiting to see that. Because reading in going through the games, you're reading about it in the books. You're seeing remnants of the past and holograms, and that's fine. But, yeah. I was very excited about that, but his reasoning for not playing Fallout 3 makes no sense to me. Anyway,
I never wanted to go to DC or Vegas.
But, the biggest thing, the biggest news, the Pip-Boy, a real-life Pip-Boy, which is sold out everywhere already.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
It's 3D printed.
I can't
even. How'd they sell out?
I'm trying to save up for this shit, and it's gone.
But you know what? You know what? It's really just a phone app.
It is.
And all you need is a little sleeve for your phone, and you got it.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the whole with the knob.
And they got 3D printers at a lot of these libraries now.
But that's true.
The dude who invented it, I heard he actually put like a Geiger counter on there and like put the app up to it. So it'll like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll monitor your radiation levels like it does in the game.
So that's pretty cool. Bethesda went all out for this game. They pretty much pushed the limits of what they can push with the hardware on PS4 and Xbox One. They're talking about you can pretty much do anything conceivable in it. Like, you can take all the junk. If you look at all the other Fallouts, there's tons of junk on the ground, and you pick it up, you probably sell it. You couldn't do nothing with it. Now you can actually take it apart, probably build something with it. You can focus on different parts of your armor. Building
I am that a fan
up.
Of that new crafting system.
Yeah, I've seen that new crafting system. Yeah,
it's very technical.
It kind of reminded me of y'all ever play what's that the game I gave you where the girl she was Silent Eve or something Eve.
Parasite Eve.
Thank you. It reminded me of the crafting system on Parasite Eve.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
You can like basically create anything, any weapon with any attribute.
In Parasite Eve, mind you, I beat this game and I love this game.
Yeah.
There's only slots that are available.
You
I'm talking about taking a pot, melting it down, and making a gun from it.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So you're saying
Parasite Eve is nothing compared to this.
Hold up. Are you saying
I might as well say the crafting system in Metal Gear was great, where he took the lighter and the hairspray to blowtorch Big Boss to death.
It's a spiritual successor.
Okay,
y'all
Larry.
See that?
I mean, Charlie.
That's Charles. I didn't say any of that.
Jesus.
Okay, Charlie.
Focus here.
But Xbox One, like if you do mods on PCs, they can actually go over to the. Even though Bethesda said they're not sponsoring this whatsoever, but you will be able to take the mods from the PC game and put it over on Xbox One only, though. You can't do it on PS4.
Can't wait to get my PC.
They got an in-game level editor. Oh yeah, and Dog Meat doesn't die. Dog Meat was your companion.
I love Dog
Meat. He was pretty hard to kill in Fallout 3 in the first place. Like it took forever to kill him, but he doesn't. He really doesn't die in this one. So
like at all?
At all?
Seems a little cheap.
I think it's going to make it too easy. So I won't have him on every mission with me. Like if I really
like, can you just leave him behind or something?
Yeah,
like
can.
There's got to be some kind of penalty.
You can actually tell him go wherever you want.
Yeah, but there's got to be some kind of penalty for letting him get his ass whooped.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't just let me throw him out there and fight whatever monster forever.
If they're making him invincible, then his probably I'm assuming because I haven't played the game, his power level is probably down, so his attacks won't do as much damage. Yeah. Or, you know, like who knows. All I know is I haven't been this excited for a game since Batman Arkham City, which comes out Monday.
Oh!
DLC.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
There's a warning on this.
I did it.
There.
You bought it? There. You bought the collector's edition, didn't you?
I did.
Did you buy the season pass, too?
There's a problem with this. Nobody sees the problem with this.
You disgust me, dude.
No, no. Hold on. Let me tell.
No, Larry, you are the problem right now. No, Batman. You are the problem right now,
I don't
now,
buy
dude.
DLCs, but this is like care. My no. favorite way.
Because that's bullshit the DLC. Greatest. That's not even like quality
you're
right. DLC.
You're right.
That's
you're
bullshit.
Right. The greatest.
Charlie, shut the fuck up. That's bullshit DLC. No, bullshit costumes. Yeah. It's a waste of your goddamn money. And it's a plague causing us more DLC to happen, which I don't need in my life.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you do. The world is going to be DLC in the future, Kyle. So get used to it. But the greatest DLC in mankind.
What?
They canceled at the last minute.
What?
0 hour, the Batmobile.
What do you? No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Warner Brothers at the last
Charlie,
minute.
Charlie, was this
canceled.
Really what you were interrupting me for?
Yes. The Batmobile. That's
I
the
need
whole,
to do something
the whole
my
reason
life.
To buy the game.
That's not the whole reason
yes,
to buy the
is,
game.
It's
buy it because of the story.
No, nope. Batmobile, only reason.
Oh,
and
God.
It got canceled. I'm sad to say. That's
okay.
I will not
I'm going to justify this. I know.
You can't possibly.
I can't.
No, you can't.
It came with, okay.
Because you spent over $100.
No, I didn't. That's where I was going to. Hold on.
You spent over $80
on
something that shouldn't cost you $60.
Amazon.com.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He played $80.
No, not on Amazon. On PS4, they have the PlayStation Store.
$80? Dude, I played $60.
I actually saved up for
Larry,
edition.
The problem is
I know.
I'm not trying to tell
you
what
too.
To do with your money.
I'm
telling you what to do with consumer products.
No. I know. I agree with you. But you know my
you
my,
gotta
my,
vote with your wallet.
You know there's a drug and it's called Batman that has been affecting me my
dude.
Entire life. So,
oh my God.
Mind you, this is my favorite game. Ever, like, besides Fallout and Skyrim, this is up there with them for me, personally. So,
yeah, but
I mean, I know.
Well, I'm sorry. Imagine my
have fun using the Harley Quinn costume, because you paid for that.
When I was at Magic Mountain during my birthday, they had the Batman
so
cape
anyways,
they were selling. I should have got that for you. The Batman
any
cape.
Other games that you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, real quick.
That's
Mass
what you
Effect.
Get, Charlie.
I want to see Mass Effect.
Nah.
I love
Mass
Effect. Mass Effect series.
I do enjoy Mass Effect.
Shenmue. I was very excited for that.
Yes. It's a game that's been on, like, it's been dead forever.
He used to come over my house.
It finally came up with a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And then got, like, $3 million.
Immediately.
From,
Yes.
Yeah, but it got backed. By Microsoft, I
it did.
Yeah, somebody backed it. Like
even though
a major game company backed it.
It was Microsoft.
Yeah.
Actually.
Even
yeah.
though
yeah.
so, hold up, Sony is the one that advertised it, and Microsoft.
Well,
backed
it's a third
it.
Party. It's still going to be on PlayStation 4.
Understandable, but I'm just saying that I don't. I see that as I don't know, like they're calling PlayStation out or something for not.
It might have been Sony that backed them. I just know they got backed by a major player.
Because Sony was the one. They said they weren't. During the E3 conference, they said, oh, you know, we have a friend and we're trying to, you know, push this game out there.
It might have been Sony that backed them. It might have been Sony that backed them. But they got back. Like, that's why they got so much money so quick. And I'm glad they did. Oh, yeah, I know.
Brandon did.
Yeah, Brandon definitely donated.
And
actually, the day they announced it, he called Daniel and said, oh, my God, they're coming out with Shenmue 3. We got to donate.
And what about another game on E3?
What?
Was Mario Maker.
Mario Maker, what is that?
Mario Maker is a game where you could create any level for
Seriously?
Super Mario Brothers.
Charlie?
That's actually, I would actually, if
no.
for a
My
week,
problem
right?
with Mario Maker is it's too little too late, man. What Everybody's already made their own Mario Maker.
No.
My buddy
True.
Jimmy in high
on,
school had a Mario Maker for the TI-83.
If
you go online, there's thousands of Mario Makers. If you go on
He's
Flash,
right.
there's thousands of Mario Makers. Like,
There's
Why a, do I care about an official Mario Maker that's going to cost me $60?
Because they see that's the trend now where people
but
are making their own
done.
Mario
yeah,
game.
But,
yeah,
but the people
like
Nintendo.
I don't care about that because it's so late. Like, that should have happened on the Super Nintendo. to be fair.
You are true.
And Nintendo is coming out with levels, and they at E3, they had like professional Super Mario players, like some of the best in the world, play games that they designed on Super Mario Maker, and it was breaking them. They were unable to complete.
Yeah, because you can make impossible levels with it. Like, who cares?
You just put a whole line of pipes with plants coming out of it.
There's like this video on YouTube of the impossible Mario level where somebody's just doing this level of Mario where you literally have to go across the entire level by double jumping on a shell and avoiding spikes on either side of you. It's just crazy. It's impossible.
I'm so excited about that.
And it's just like, why?
Okay, real quick. What do you guys think about the Final Fantasy VII remake?
I'm done.
You know,
it sucks.
Honestly,
you don't know yet.
Yes, I do.
Honestly, if the whole game has been remastered and not just the cutscenes,
that's what they're saying.
I might play it because I never actually bought Final Fantasy VII.
But I was reading Kotaku last week, and they said that there are certain levels that if they translate just will not look right with the new game engine.
Why? Well, duh. That's why they remaster them. They do new artwork, and they remodel them.
No, you don't know. It's never going to look right. You know what I'm saying?
Charlie, they're going to remodel the levels, dude. It's not going to be the same thing.
They're going to remodel the level where
Cloud dressed
as a woman and tried to prostitute himself.
Okay, hold up. You're the same person.
Cloud looks like a woman. Have you not seen Advent Children?
Yes, I have. Yeah, you are absolutely right.
But hold up. He said, this is the same dude that said Street Fighter IV's graphics were garbage because of the way, like, they didn't look better than HD.
They're cel-shaded?
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
God.
That's not... I mean, yeah.
Okay, what do you think about Street Fighter V graphics now?
Still suck.
You full of shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Actually, I did like that they made the graphics a little bit more, how shall I say, realistic.
It looked...
Especially Chun-Li's graphics.
Oh, her boobies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Capcom said that was a glitch, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
What?
That her boobies are that big and jiggly. And
how is that possibly a glitch?
Goodness. I don't know.
She's the world's strongest woman. Yes, and it shows.
Yeah, if I ever see a Chinese woman with some man legs, I'm running.
Anyway. I actually have.
She definitely has women legs, dude.
She was not a martial artist, but what do you call those acrobats?
Yeah.
She was a Chinese acrobat, freaking 10th generation. They've been doing this since before Jesus was born.
No, she don't want to do
that. And oh my God, one of her thighs was bigger than your whole waist. Like your whole chest.
She choke you out?
Oh, yes, she did.
Goddamn lie. Anyway, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. I'm a big Deus Ex fan. I love the first game. There were issues with it, but yeah, I'm happy about that. And Mad Max, I'm curious about. I want to see what...
Everybody been holding their breath on Mad Max because the movie was so good.
That movie was amazing.
How could they possibly top what was in the movie or even replicate that on an interactive kind of format?
And I don't know. From what I've seen, it's going to focus on him getting car parts, surviving the wasteland. And a good majority of it is customizing your car, whatever you want it.
Yeah.
And there's going to be chase scenes. So that's what I've seen. I want to see where it goes. But those are the games I am really looking forward to.
I got a few honorable mentions here.
I would love to hear.
I got to give a shout out to Capcom for being total douchebags and dropping the Mega Man Legacy Collection next spring.
Oh, because
the creator, it's the same time that Keiji Inafune, the creator of Mega Man, is planning to bring out Mighty Number 9.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's such a douchebag move, dude. Like, wow. But I've been waiting for Mighty Number 9 too, and it looks great. It looks fun. I can't wait to play that.
I want to check it out.
Like, they showed that one off. But I can't believe they're doing that. What a fucking douchebag move, Capcom. Fuck you guys.
You got any other honorable mentions?
It's messed up. Yeah, I got a bunch. I got Metroid Prime Federation.
Ooh, yes.
Federation Force, actually. It's planned to have a multiplayer game. There's co-op. There's versus. It's called Blast Ball.
Really?
And it's like a new spin on the FSP multiplayer universe. You get like this giant, ball, and there's goals on either side, and you got to like shoot it towards the goals, and you can jump in the way and self-KO to stop it and stuff. It looks pretty fun.
Nice.
It's like 4 to 6 players, and then they also are apparently going to have a Metroid game in there, I guess. I don't know. All they really did was show off the Blast Ball.
Well, Griff Ball on Halo was good, so I'm interested in playing Blast Ball on Metroid.
I do miss Griff Ball. That was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the world of Final Fantasy, they announced this little world of Final Fantasy where you get these like chibi characters who grow to full size or grow back down to chibi size, and they interact with characters from previous Final Fantasy games and monsters from
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, it's pretty much Kingdom Hearts without Disney, dude.
Yeah.
And it looks, I don't know. It looks like it plays like Crystal Chronicle with a turn-based system. But I don't know, man.
But isn't Kingdom Hearts 3, didn't they show a preview?
Kingdom Hearts 3 is finally like getting some attention. I don't think they announced a release date for it yet, but they also announced a side game, I think, for the PS Vita or something like that called Hearts Unchained or something.
Okay.
But they did show a full trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3, and Sora's got some pretty cool moves now. He can like transform the Keyblade into giant guns, two giant blades. He also has this little summons thing where he summons, I guess, teacups and a pirate ship and a train from the Disney Electrical Parade or something like that go through all the enemies. We get a little preview of the young version of Xehanort, and he's talking to, I guess, another version of Xehanort. I'm not really sure, but he's got black hair, so I'm not sure. But anyways, it looked pretty cool. Got me a little bit excited. Goofy and Donald are still there, so I'm a little mad about that because I'm sick of them. but anyways, Kingdom Hearts does look pretty cool. Another honorable mention would be For Honor. This game looks fucking fun, man. It's basically a melee-only video game where you can be knights, samurai, and other types of warriors, and you just go at it in a multiplayer free-for-all, like Castle Storms and stuff. It looks really cool.
Melee?
Yeah, it's all melee. No arrows, no guns, no magic, just swords and armor.
Dynasty Warriors type?
No.
Oh, is
not
it Dark Souls type?
Like fucking watching Game of Thrones type.
What?
Oh, yeah, nice. Dude. It looked really cool.
I forgot about the Division. The Division looks good, too.
I'm not cool in the Division.
What about Just Dance? I know that's your game.
Yeah, I'm interested about that game. It's awesome.
Oh! And then Rainbow Six.
What about it?
It's coming out. And yeah, it got
a
Angela
new
Bassett.
Rainbow Six.
That's, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say Just Cause.
Just cause.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate sandbox game, dude. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Heard
you can
about the
blow
just
stuff up. You can grapple things. You can like grapple a bear to a tree to a tow truck and connect them all together.
Wait a minute, wasn't
hang
that
from
Bionic
a,
Commando?
Yeah,
it's
but this
ultimate
is
ultimate Bionic. This is
you can like hang
Bionic
upside down from a helicopter and pull out your rocket launcher, drop down, use your flying suit to glide and. It's all kind. Yeah. It's. I don't know. It
it's
looks
over
like
the,
fun,
it's like,
dude. It's like GTA turned up to level 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
It looks. It looks like it's just
you
fun
play
to sit there. I just want Lloyd to buy this game so I can just come play it.
let me put that Inception in there. I'm gonna incept you
for real. But yeah, this game looks great, dude.
In the game, you play a stereotypical Hispanic dude. He's a player too. Mm-hmm. He works for a government agency.
Casanova.
Yeah, and he's sent in dangerous mission. It's like Mission Impossible type shit, but whatever. It's me.
Any other ones? Honorable mentions?
That's about it for my honorable mentions.
Well, I got one that they didn't even show at E3 that I've been waiting to.
Well, then
for
nobody
them to
cares.
Premiere. Yes, you should care. Because
it's not at E3. I don't care because we're talking about E3 right now.
Yeah, it's the game they left out of E3 though. And
what Zelda?
No.
Because they left Zelda out of E3.
No, I don't
purpose
care about Zelda. It's
well, then nobody cares about your game.
It's Bloodstained.
Blood?
Oh, you're right, dude. I
yeah
do care about that.
Hold on, what is
I
that?
I did mention that a couple weeks ago on the podcast.
I thought they would premiere it during E3.
Well, it's not ready yet.
They're still
looking for
right
funding.
Yes.
Yeah.
The dude that makes Castlevania.
But he completed all of his Kickstarter goals.
Oh, he got over
yeah
that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's ready to premiere.
Yes, he is.
I don't think he'll be ready until next year.
If he was ready to premiere, he would have premiered.
He has like a little preview of it, but he's only played it toward like, you know, heads of the video game company.
Yeah, he's definitely not ready to premiere that.
Yeah, they got
to
work out all the bugs.
They got a lot more to work.
Yeah.
They got licensing to work out.
But this is the most successful video game Kickstarter in history, up to $5.5 million.
Yeah,
when did he start this?
He started this, I think, a year ago?
Yeah, he's not, like, that far in the programming, for sure. I hope he takes at least three more years.
Well, he's still getting money from
at least another year or so before he like premieres it. Because I know it's not ready yet. There's no way.
But this is.
But it looks great.
This is the guy who created Rondo of Blood, the greatest Castlevania ever, and Symphony of the Night, the second greatest Castlevania ever. So this is the game that I've been waiting for.
Oh, I've been waiting for this too, dog.
Yeah, and Capcom, of course, fired the guy and slept on it, just like they do everybody.
Wait, Capcom?
Yeah,
I thought it was Konami.
It was Konami or the
Konami.
They
fired everybody and said they're gonna only make mobile games.
They have destroyed.
Yeah, Konami's not really a major player anymore.
No,
that's why,
and it's their fault. Yes,
but you know what? It's okay. They're not a major player. They're not like shitting on him consistently like Capcom does.
I just the Konami
like they let him go because they were dissolving. All right, whatever, you're dissolving. He can go and make his game on Kickstarter.
Konami
unlike Capcom, who's like, oh, you're going to go and make a game without us? Well, we'll shit on you for it. Man.
It's petty.
Yeah.
That's super petty.
But Silent Hill, man. PT was the demo. There was a demo.
Yes, there was.
That Guillermo del Toro, Norman Reedus, Kojima.
What's his name from Walking Dead?
And
Hideo Kojima.
Daryl.
A demo that was considered the scariest fucking game ever made. And it's a demo, and we will not partake in Silent Hill. I won't get to know what goes on in that story.
It was too scary. It wasn't meant for your eyes.
It was too scary for the world.
Okay, anybody else got
the world? That's it.
All right, cool. Now, with Kyle, we have the 2-minute blitz. Kyle, are you ready?
Hold on.
I said, are you ready?
According to Bleeding Cool, Asa Butterfield is out of the running for Spider-Man.
Aww.
And so is Carl. I mean, Chandler Riggs from The Walking Dead.
Good.
California rules in favor of a woman who says she used to be treated as an employee, not a contractor, by Uber. She somehow got over $4,000 for 1 week of work.
Mm.
Disney has IT employees train their replacements who are here on the highly controversial H-1 visa, but has a change of heart and doesn't lay them off yet. I'm watching you, Mickey. According to Business Insider, Obama wears a Fitbit in Ireland. End of story.
Fitbit.
We talked about the 20, but the Treasury Department's ruling is for the $10 bill. Mm. Bye-bye, Alexander Hamilton. They're putting a lady on the $10 bill. Who? We don't know yet.
Harry Potter.
My vote, Serena Williams.
Oh, nice.
Nigerian radio station Freedom Radio is almost overrun by a mob of thirsty young men. Why? A wealthy 22-year-old woman worth about $5 million, Lady Gift Zined, announced live on the air that she will give a car and a house to any man who will marry her.
Whoa.
Huh?
Hundreds of guys showed up.
Oh.
One said he would love to marry her no matter what her facial looks are, as long as he gets his car and his house.
Nice.
British Airlines stowaway found dead on a man's roof.
No.
Free flight, good idea. Wheel well, bad idea.
Oh.
And I'm going to cut it a little short today.
Yeah, I heard about that guy who stowed away in a flight and flew from like New York to London in the wheel well and lived to tell about it.
Yeah, this guy didn't.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of people have tried that and they die pretty fast. Like, do you know how fast the plane
why
is going?
That's a bad
like,
idea.
It's retarded.
Because when those wheels come down, you ain't got nothing holding you in.
Nope.
Nah. And the dollar bill thing, right? They said there's going to be a woman on the $20 bill.
No. They were voting to see what woman we would want on the $20 bill, not government related.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be a $20 bill. I think it should be, get this, a $19 bill.
Anyways.
Because in 1919, was women won the right to vote. This is to celebrate the woman's right to
that
vote.
That would destroy the economy. That would throw off our entire economy.
Oh, just like we got the $2 bill, and that's destroying
you
our
know
economy.
What?
That's
you know what?
Been phased out.
They no, need to just go ahead and make a $1.07 bill.
Oh, genius.
Like $1.07 bill.
That man's a genius right there.
There you go.
I want a 99-cent bill.
For what? For what? There's literally nothing you can buy for actual 99 cents.
You go to 99-cent store. Thank you. Thank you.
They need to make a $1.07 bill. Because at the 99 cent store, everything
tax.
Is $1.07.
Tax. Only in California, though.
Well, that's all I'm worried about.
Yeah. You're horrible.
All right, now it's our favorite part of the show.
What is that?
We have Kyle with the top or bottom eight. Kyle, take it away.
So apparently CNN says that cat videos are good for your health.
Mm.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I want to hear your top reasons that cat videos are good or your top eight reasons why they're evil.
Cats have no souls. That's one.
Mm. Cats have no feelings. That's two.
Cats are total assholes.
That's oh yeah, they do. I've seen the videos of them where they just knock stuff off tables.
Oh yeah, they're jerks, dude.
For the hell
they
of
kill
it.
For fun.
Okay,
that's mine.
Yeah,
cats will help save your life.
How so?
They lower your cholesterol
by rubbing them.
Cats,
yes.
Cats will go and find a rodent and kill it.
I don't think that.
And make sure it's dead, and then they will leave it in front of your door like it's a good thing.
Yes, it is. They're help providing. They're bringing you sustenance.
Okay, Charlie, you can eat the rodent.
I will. Thank you very much. It's like that girl at KFC, which was that chicken fried rat.
Actually, that wasn't a rat. It was a chicken tender. It was a chicken tender, but it looks like. No, she lied.
It was a rat, dude.
Yeah, that's why they did a close-up, and it was meat, white meat.
Cats be farting too much.
Rats are white.
Cats stink.
Cats fart too much.
That's true. I have two cats, and
you
oh
would
my
be
God,
a cat person.
Dude, we have to cover our, we have to light candles and incense, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I miss my cat, Storm.
Aw, I miss Storm, too.
Really?
I don't.
I know you don't, but...
Because I bring the rain.
Terrible.
Oh, okay, cats eat roaches. They eat little spiders and insects. And they
so do dogs.
They help.
Dogs eat.
Dogs don't do that.
Yeah,
dogs
they do.
Eat their own dookie.
Yeah, they do. They eat their own dookie. But that's not helpful. Cats are helpful to mankind.
It is. I don't have to pick it up.
For real. All right. There we go.
Top or bottom,
bottom eight. Well. We got anything else? Anything?
No, that's it.
Lloyd, you got anything else, bro?
You the host? Nah, yeah. Dog, that's the end of the show.
All right, cool. That is the end of the show.
Yes. Sign us off.
Yes. And with that, I shall turn it over to my mellow mice, my place, my main shit stank. Kyle, take it away.
I don't do nothing until the music starts, dog.
Oh, yeah. Where's the music? Mr. Lloyd and Lloyd, we trust. Can we?
Listen close, folks. We need your support. We're on that strong game, and Larry's trying to grow. So follow us on Twitter at @attack_podcast, like our Facebook page. Send us an email. Our address is theattackpodcast@gmail.com. Somebody erased this. Fuck me all up. God damn it, Larry. That was you. I see your little blue cursor over there.
It. Oh, that's Larry.
Leave us some comments. Send us an email. Read them on there. Thank you for your support. And remember, you can find the show on Podomatic, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. Sheila, won't you love me till the break of dawn?
Yaggity smaggity.
Good night, everybody. Black Master.
Hey, Juneteenth, burn your Confederate flags, man. Get rid of that shit.
Please keep our Confederate flags.
4th of July, burn that Confederate flag. Get rid of that shit. Get out your life. I hate those things. Fuck your flag, Confederacy. Fuck your flag.
No.